Alec, record yourself. I don't know if this will be good.
Okay. So we're up to that Pam and Alec toward the Biden. We're moving to the Sugya Gemara that's trying to find a marker for how to understand the meaning of the Pasuk by Yom HaRishon Tashbisu, that the Yom HaRishon doesn't mean the first day of Pesach, but means Yudal Nisan. We saw several approaches so far in the Gemara. We've analyzed them, different caution, different perspectives. Now we have another marker that we have in the name of Rabba. Rabba Amar, Behacha. Rabba says, here's how we know that the meaning of the words Bayom HaRishon, Tashbisu, is Yudalit. It's because it says in the Pasuk, Hoshishchat Al-Chameis Dan Zidchi. The Pasuk is written in Parshas Kisisa, but it's interesting, we should already point out, there is almost an identical Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, so you might argue that the Pasuk is mentioned twice. We'll have to see about the details. In Parshas Mishpatim, the Lashon HaPasuk is Lo Sizbach Al-Chameis Dan Zidchi. In Parshas Kisisa, the Lashon HaPasuk is Lo Sishchar Al-Chameis Dan Zidchi. It's interesting that the Gemara quoted the Pasuk in Kisisa and not the first reference in Parshas Mishpatim, and that's something to keep in mind. What is the meaning of this Pasuk? So Rava is explaining Pshat as follows. This Pasuk is a marker to explain that we have to get rid of our Chameis on Yudal Nisan, which is coincided with this night of Shechitas HaPesach. So the Gemara says, Lo Sishchar HaPesach, Lo Sishchar HaPesach, Va'adayim Chameis Kayim. You cannot shechit from Pesach while Chameis is still in existence, and therefore that teaches us that at Chatzos, we have a halacha that we have to have gotten rid of our chametz. We don't need any of the other drashas, apparently, although at the end of Shir yesterday we noted that perhaps Rava is also relying on the drasha of Rishon Meikar Mashma, so you at least can also read the word Rishon as referring to your Dalit. But Rava sees in this pasuk halacha that you have to get rid of your chametz at Chatzos. How does Chatzos connect to anything? And obviously that's because the Shechitas HaPesach, this man, is linked to that of Chatzos. Rashi explains, Lo Sishchar HaChameis, explains Rashi, Shechitas HaPesach, or Shechitas Pesach, is mana mitzchilas sheva. The time that you're allowed to shechitah Pesach is at Chatzos and on. Mitzchilas sheva, shehu bein harbayim. The Lashon HaPasuk in Parshas Bo, that tells us the mitzvah to shechitah Pesach, the pasuk says, "B'shachat to also kol kahal adas Yisrael bein harbayim." What does bein harbayim mean? It means right after Chatzos. So that's the time of shechitas Pesach. This is also Rashi and Chumash on the words bein harbayim. That's there in pasuk Vav here in Parak Beis in Shmos. So Rashi says, "Bein harbayim yishei shaus lamala kolim bein harbayim." From Shish Shos and on is called Ben Rabbayim. Shashemesh Nota the base of Bo La Ro. That's when the Shemesh is beginning to start the setting. At that point, it's starting going toward the west. So this is this man of Shechitas HaPesach. Now we have to be a little more probing here a little bit more, as Rashi himself is going to point out in the Gemara and Yuma, because technically we don't say Shesh, we say Shesh Vachetzi. So Rashi explains over here, as he says in Chumash, Shekvar nata chama litzad shkiyasa, and that's the point of Chatzos. V'hochi amun perek amul en hamun, that Rashi quotes for us the sugya in Yuma, that the Gemara says, Tzlosei d'Avraham michi nishach mikosu. We're talking here not about Shachris. We know that the Gemara says that Avraham was betakin Shachris, but there's another Gemara here that talks about Avraham's man of Mincha. And the Gemara says the time that the David Milcha was when the walls begin to get darkened from the shade, the Hainu Minchatzos Be'elach, the Garmina Nina, and we learn out from there, the Shechitas HaTamid, we're talking now the Tamid Shabbein Harbayim, that's what we have, which is corresponding to the Zman here of also Tfilas Milcha. So we say the Shechitas HaTamid Mitchilas Sheva. But Kasha Van Hassam, Rashi lets us in a little more, making more problems here. If Rashi would have stopped here, we would have been very happy. But Rashi needs full disclosure to give us some more information from the sugya in Yuma. The kasher and hasam mas nishin, the tamid nishrat, this is later on in our Masechta, tamid nishrat the sheish shows a mechsa. So the problem that the Gemara raises here in Yuma, after saying that the zman of mincha for Avram was mishin mishakri kosli, which would be sheish shows, so the problem is that the Mishnah later tells us that tamid nishrat the sheish shows mechsa. So the Gemara asks that kasha. Rashi tells us the Gemara's parents. And the Shani Lord, Gemara there answers, Shani Kosin Beis HaMikdash, the Lo Mechavni, they're not quite aligned, Mechavim Tachtein Ma'od. They're much wider on the bottom, the Lo Mishtachni Ad Sheish HaMechza, so they don't get that darkened shadow until another half hour. So because you don't really have the Yediyah Brura, the actual clarification in the Messias or the Beis HaMikdash with the carbon tumah, they wouldn't know that you've gotten to Chatzos until a half hour passed. So that's why the carbon tumah Shabir Abayim was only shechted at Sheish HaMechza. But what Rashi is trying to emphasize is that really the Zman, the Etzem of tumah Shabir Abayim, the Zman is really Sheish and not Sheish HaMechza. And then we talk about that as the Zman of the Pesach. Just a little more in the way of details here. The Gemara in Yuma, the Rashi quotes, has another answer, which is interesting. Just to mention the Gemara in Yuma Dachav Ches. The Gemara says, which we're learning about Avraham Avinu still in the Parshios, so the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara explains what was Rabbi Yosi's problem in the statement that Avraham Davin Bishmishakli Kosli. His problem was the Tanan Chol Arib Sof of Yos Be'er Shabbos, if Erev Pesach was Erev Shabbos, then the tumid would be brought earlier. Nishchat b'sheishul mechza, that's the earliest it could be brought. Bekar b'shevul mechza. And the question is, v'nishchat teimid mishakri kosli, why sheishul mechza? Do it at chesos. So Gemara says, my kushya dilma kosli beis hamikdash b'sheishul mechza mishakri, mishum d'lo mechav mituva. That's the terrace of Rashi quotes in the Gemara, that maybe kosli beis hamikdash, they only got dark at sheishul mechza. Inami, the Gemara says two other things. Shani Avram did Tadminos Gidola Hisa Belibo. Avram Avinu was different because he had a certain knowledge that he could already have it at Chatzos. He knew already then. Rashi says, Lios Baki Bahalichos Hamazalos Utrilas Hashos. And this is based on a pasuk in Parshas Chayisara. Coincidentally, this is, of course, our parasha coming up. Hashem Berach Es Avram Bakol, says Rashi, it's Tagminos Gidola Haisa Belibo, the Kol Malchim Mizrach Umayrot Mashkinu Lepischol Lishol B'mazalos. Avram had tremendous knowledge of the way that things were working in the skies, and that's why everyone came to him, and he gave information about it. So Avram Avinu, the point is the same, that there's a makom of toast for the extra half hour, so until you get to Sheish HaMechza, you don't really know that it's Sheish. Avraham Avinu, he knew, so for him it was Meshachri Kosli. That is the second text. Inami, says the Gemara, Mishum Dezakim, Yoshev Yeshiva Hab, he wasn't the Tagninos, he had the Torah. As it says, Dom Avcham Rav Chanina, Mimeim, Shel Abiseinu, Roparsha, Yeshiva Mehem, and so on. Okay, but the point is that the Iker Hadin, the Zman HaTamid of Bein HaArbayim, and this is also now the Pesach Zman as well, is Sheish. And the extra half hour is based on not knowing exactly whether it's the Kosei Beis HaMikdash, whether in general it's a Makom that you're not really sure the extra half hour. Just Derech Agav, this is not a simple issue, and it's also very Nogea L'maisa in a major discussion in the Poskim. In Ogeh, the Zman of Tfilas Mincha. So, based on this Gemara, so what is the status of Davening Mincha within the extra half hour between Chatzos and the half hour after Chatzos? Let's say today, Chatzos is what, quarter to 12, 10 to 12 or so? Right, something like quarter to 12 around. So, we usually wait a half an hour. Again, Shos Manios half an hour. So, we're talking about whatever it is, 10 after 12, you can daven a Mincha. What if someone davens mincha between chatzos and the half hour, shows manios half hour after chatzos? In the end, is the yosei, is it still called the essence man mincha, but they still want to be the way? And the etzem, what is the yosei man of the Talmid, Shabbat Avayim, and this man of mincha? There's a few Rashi's, I think it's in places of Akiva Eger and Gilgamesh Hashas, it's cross references, a lot of them. Again, I don't want to get too bogged down, but just to give it to you quickly. Later in Sachin, there's at least two other places in Sachin that Rashi's misyachis to this issue. So what is, again, Amar Malkum for you, on that side of Gimel Amid Beis, in Rashi Dibra Maschil Chamisha Asamilin. So Rashi says, the tongue middle of that Rashi, Rashi consistent with Rashi by us. The Bein Rabbayim Sibbeh Kitamid. The Tamid, Alpha Pisha Nishra, the Sheisho Natsa, Zmano Min Hatora, Mitrilas Sheva Be'elach, Shemaschela Safama, Lis Akim Krapi Mariksas, and Shafi Kosni, Tochamim Beyuma, Bahadi Hatsos Hayom. And so Rashi says exactly what we have in our Rashi. Look at Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rashi says to look at a Rashi in Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph in Sachin, Dibra Maschil Ella. Rashi in Nun Ches Amud Aleph, the beginning of Perek Tamid Nishchat. So Rashi Dibra Maschil Ella Marava, Rashi says the Midaraisa Kol Sheish Shalos Achronos Kesheros. Dahainu Michinatu Tzili Erev, Dahainu Michatzi Sheva Ve'elach. That is, from 6.5 hours and on, Shachama Nota Lemairev, Vatzel Mizmach. Rashi makes it seem as if the Iker's man is Chatzi Sheva, in other words, not Sheish Omechza, not Sheish, but Sheish Omechza. You look at Rabbi Kibeger there, and Gilin Ashas, and Rav Nunches, he says, well, what Rashi says in Sachin, Nunches doesn't jive with Rashi in Sachin Tzadi Gimel. But then he brings another couple of Rashi's. Rashi in Shabbos, Daf Tes Amid Beis. And then he says, Torah Iyun, Misugya Biyuma, Daf Chalches Amid Beis. That's the Gemara that seems to assume that really Ikar Alach is a Chatzos, but there's some technical not knowing about the half hour. Misugya, and also Rashi in Kaman, Daf Sadi Gimel. There's a lot to be Ma'ayin in this Inyan. And again, halacha l'maisa, the Magen Avraham Paskin said, one is not yog say the diavad, but there are those who are cholik. Those who say that the diavad, a person who daven mincha during the window of the half hour from chatzos until half hour afterwards, the diavad they would not have to repeat. It's an interesting issue. Again, not for us right now, but we're going to go with the assumption that we have an hour Rashi, which is consistent with the Gemara Yuma of the Pashtas, and it's consistent with the Rashi later, in the later paragraph of Mishahaya that we mentioned. So the Iker Halacha of Ben Arbayim, which is now for the Pesach and the Talmud as well, that is at Chatzos. So what does the Gemara say? Now back to Pshat and Gemara. Something very hard to understand. So what did Rava tell us? That we know they have to clear your chametz away at Chatzos. The Mitzvah Tashbisu is at Chatzos because of the pasuk Lo Sishchar Al Chametz Dam Zivchi. And we understand that this man Shitas at Pesach is at Chatzos, because that's called Bein Arbayim. And therefore, and it says you're not allowed to shach the Pesach with chametz. So what does that have to do with our discussion? What is the halacha that we learn from the pasuk of Sishchar chametz dam zivchi? So chayra, that pasuk is a lav in the Torah, Taya Mitzvahs, that when you shach the Karban Pesach, the shochet, so he's not allowed to have chametz. He's not allowed to have chametz by him. The shas hashchita. It's not there for the person to be shochet as a pesach al chametz. And if you look, for example, I gave you the tosis of daf samach gimel based on the Mishnah there. The Mishnah says this is allowed in the Torah. Hashochet es a pesach al chametz over below sase. But that is a Mishnah that tells me that there's an Isser to shech the Pesach ala chametz. If someone of the Chabura has chametz, then there's a violation if the Shechita took place ala chametz, if somebody in Bnei Chabura had chametz. Tosis wonders on the bottom of Samach Gimel Amid Aleph. So what's the halacha if in fact somebody has chametz with him? We'll see what with him means. But it's chametz but with the person, and he's shechting the Pesach ala chametz. What's the status of the Karban Pesach? Tosef has a whole discussion. Omer Riva, that Pesach kashya. There's an Aveira that was violated. The person didn't keep what the Torah says. The Torah says, you're not allowed to shech the Pesach ala chametz, but the Pesach is still kashya. Why the Hoshana Lama Kasim La'akim? Because the cloud is by Kanshin, there has to be a repetition in order to say it's Ikuba. Otherwise, one time is not yet Ma'akim. A lot of Achronim wonder, Shana B'yan Tosis, Lachari is Shana La'akim. As we began, we saw the Pasuk appears twice. That was in Parshas Mishpatim. So how can Tosis say it's not Shana La'akim? Okay, we have to know how to answer. The Tosis says, you should know that the Pesach is Kasher. And Tosis says, similarly, we find in the Tosefta. The Tosefta, the Bechilkin, Tanya, the Hed, Yashokit, is a Pesach, Allah, Chavish, the Yadalit, over Belusazi, and a Pesach Kasher, the Yomshay, the Chavas, and the Pesach. Okay. No, but what do I see in Tosis? I see that this Chasuk, Ozishka, Chavish, Dam, Zimchi, is a specific lav for a person who's the shochet es haPesach while having chametz by them. So, how can this be a source that there's a mitzvah tashbisu for everybody by chatzos? What does that have to do with what was this pasuk is referring? This pasuk is a totally different point of reference. This pasuk is referring to a person who's shochet es haPesach ala chametz. What's the shaykh is between that and the issue of Tashbis? So, l'chayra, there's a few mahalchim here, how to respond to this question. So, I would normally want to start with Rashi, but I'm going to start with Tosis. Because l'chayra, that might be the simple way to read the next Gemara, the next line of Gemara. That's what we've seen from Tosis here. The Gemara immediately jumps on this drasha of Rambam with the question. Says the Gemara, fact the Gemara, the Ema kol chad v'chad ki shachit. Maybe what this is that every person, when they shecht it, they would have to make sure that their chametz is free. That's the Gemara's kashya. And then the Gemara answers, Zman shechita am rachmana. So Zman shechita am rachmana, it's a Zman shechita, therefore it's relevant for everybody. What exactly is the kavanah of the Gemara's question? The ema kol chai b'chad ki shachit. So take a look now. We'll skip the ketosis for a second about the tamid. Let's go to the Gemara's parents, Zman Shechita Rachmana, and see what Tosis has to say. Zav Tosis, Pshan the Gemara. The Gemara asks, the ema kol chai b'chad ki shachit. And the Gemara answers, Zman Shechita Kama Rachmana. So what's going on? What's the shach of the tari? Says Tosis, Zman Shechitam Rachman, Afal Gav de Emeshu, de lo Sishchat al Chometz, Kol Chad Bechad Kishachit. Even though it's true that lo Sishchat al Chometz is referring to every person when they're Shochet the Pesach, there's a law that they shouldn't be Shochet al Chometz. De Amrinan Beperek Tabe Nishchat, the Mishnah that we just mentioned, as Shochet is a Pesach al Chometz of Belah. So, even though that's true, Nikol Makom, what the Gemara means is as follows, Zman Shechita Kam Rachmana, Nikol Makom, Kevan De Ashkechan, De Hizir Al Hashbas. We know that there exists an Isser of Hashbasa, meaning you must Tashbis Hussar Batech. That Torah tells us Tashbis. De Hizir Shalom Ishkol Pesach Al Hachot. And the Torah also gave a warning about not to shecht when you shechted on Pesach al Chametz. So now I can use my own process of logic, and I'll say, Svarahu, Shebizman Shechita, Hizir al Hashbas. So let's understand. How did Tosis understand the Gemara's teretz, and by inference, what was the Gemara's kasha? What Tosis is saying and explaining the Gemara is basically implicit in all this is we understand that the Isser of Osishcha Chametz Dam Zimchi is a halacha for a shochet al chametz and nothing to do with Tashbisu in its own context. But given that I had out the mitzvah Tashbisu, and I am now unclear about what the Torah had in mind as far as when it should be that there should be a Tashbisu, is it Tesvav, is it Yudalid, what time of Yudalid? I'm not sure. But now I look to another pasuk in Chumash. That pasuk in Chumash is about an Isser Shechitas HaPesach al HaChametz. And I know that Shechitas HaPesach begins the earliest is at Chatzos. So now, Svarim, the Tosfos Svarim, that now I can imagine that when the Torah said Tashbisu, the Torah had in mind the same time that would correlate with the Zman Shechitas HaPesach, since I see that the Torah spoke about the inyan of not having chametz by you, but Shechitas HaPesach. And we know Shechitas HaPesach condenses at Chatzos. And the Torah says Tashbisu without explaining when Yom HaRishon, what is Yom HaRishon, when are Yom HaRishon. So I take the Los Ishchad HaChametz Dem Zimchi, which is a totally different inyan. It's halacha of Shechitas HaPesach al HaTamid, Shechitas HaPesach al HaChametz. And that's an Isser which has Malkus and so on. It's allowed in the Torah. But now I use that to Megala, to inform how to understand the Yom HaRishon Tashbisu. So the Chorah, what I see in Tosis is that the Tosis understood that what the Gemara was asking was what we were asking. In other words, the Gemara was asking the Dilma what? The Dilma is Man Shechita Kochai Bechad Kishachit. In other words, it's nothing to do with Tashbisu. It is its own halacha. Where it says, yeah, but it's Man Shechita Rachmana. In other words, that since it's Man Shechita Pesach in the stomach, that's the Tashbisu's man as well. That's Tosfos being of the Gemara. But let's understand better what this will mean. What does the Gemara mean? So what is Svarim? So, Gemaisa, why do we say that one connects to the other? So, without saying much, you think, simple, you know, you have an Isser about Chametz over here, and not to have it by the Pesach, and you have a Tashbisu, all right. But it may be the Shabbos Aryeh takes it even a step beyond. But I think we may need to Dafka tone it down and not see it quite in the same extreme way that he does. The Shabbos Aryeh is a tshuva in Siman Ayin Ches. And he understood what Tosfos is saying and the Gemara therefore in the following way. That what the Gemara would be saying is that the pshat in the pasuk of Sishcha HaChametz Dam Zimchi and the nature of the Isser is that this person who shochet is a Pesach al HaChametz. So why is he violating an Issa Lav of a Sitcha HaChametz? Because by doing what he did, he has obviously Nemeila violated Tashbisu. In other words, the Torah says, if you violate Tashbisu, and then you shech the Pesach in the same way that you're violating Tashbisu, having violated Tashbisu, and then you take it a step further and shech the Pesach, then you violate this Lav. In other words, the Tosfos means Svaro is actually saying that the Svaro dictates that embedded within the case of a violating the Lav Mos Hishchat, you have, by definition, a violation of Tashbisu. That's why the Stavra Tashbisu is Chatzos. Because the Torah must have been telling you, don't do Shechitas HaPesach like almost a mitzvah of Avera kind of idea. In other words, that you've done the Avera of Tashbisu. And you can't, even if the Pesach is kosher, that's the finish of Tosfos. But you don't want you to have a Shechitas HaPesach with the price that you're doing it, you know, staring you in the face, the Aveira of Tashbisu. That's kind of how the Shechitas HaPesach understands it. But then he runs into problems. And that's because of some of the details that you find within, for example, Tashbisu by Yigar on the one hand, and the Isser was Hishchat on the other. And that's because if you look there, for example, I mean, he has a couple of kashas. Let me mention one outside, then I'll tell you what he means from the Gemara. We've already spoken out the famous sheet of Tosfos and Achav Tes, in Ogea Bal Yiroi, that Tosfos holds that if a person is Mashe Chametz, Al Minas Devaro. So, talking in another Pesach, he finds chametz and he's not yet disposing of it, but all the time that he's holding on to it, his intention is to destroy it. So Tosfos says, such a person is not violating Bayirah. The notion of the Bayirah being nitaglase is such that the nitaglase of Tashbisu means not just that there's a sound of tikkun after the fact, but that the whole Isser is not applicable if your intention was the entire time to do a view. So asks the Shabbos Aryeh, So how could a person ever get Malkus for the Rav of Osishvara Chamez Dam Zichi? If the pshat of the Rav is that the Torah is telling you, you violate this Rav because by doing this, you violate Tashtisa, you violate Bayiroya, whether you want to call it Bayiroya, I'm Yadale, okay, but either way, it's the idea of Bayiroya, and therefore that is warranting Malkus, you'll give Masra, and you'll get Malkus. Don't shech, because if you do, we know you have chametz by you, and therefore you're going to get Malkus. But the person can always hide behind, but no, because my intention was to be mevayer the chametz. And if I have das mevayer the chametz, Tosi says, there's no bayiroyah, so obviously there's no violation of tashbisu. But if the whole violation of osishchak is only to the extent that there's going to be a violation of the bayiroyah tashbisu isur, so how does one know that there's a violation? If his das was a method viral, how can you know what his really, what his das was? Because it's even better than Asra Safik. You manage don't know. You don't know what the person is thinking, and the person, for all you know, had das viral, in which case there's no violation of a viral according to Tosis. So how can there be a Losishchak violation? How can there be Malkus? That's one of the kashas. This is all in Siman Ayin Ches. The other question has to do with some more details, as we see later on that Gemara, that Tosis quotes the Mishnah on, right, the Gemara on Samach Gimel, right after the Mishnah, the Gemara asks the following, has a machlokas v'shlokish of Yochanan, because l'sishcha al-chametz dam zivchi. What does al-chametz mean? So it says the Gemara, Amar v'shlokish, la'olam eno chayiv ad shei chametz v'shokit o v'zorek o v'echa v'bnei chabura. But it has to be someone who's doing the shechita zvika or one of the people in the chabura of this Pesach. V'ad shei hei imo ba'azari. So Rish Lakish says that the chametz has to be there in the azara along with whoever it might be that has this chametz. It's his chametz, it's ba'azara. But Yochanan says, no, apish ein imo ba'azara. The Gemara explains, Machlokas is in the meaning of maybe of the word Al, if Al is the Samach. But Al the Samach says Al, so Al Chametz means it has to be with you right there. Says the Shadisari, I don't understand. If the Chametz is in the Azara, then it's not in your Rishus, right? You don't own the Azara. So it's sitting in the Azara, it's your Chametz, but it's not in your Rishus. According to many Rishonim, if the Chametz is your chametz, owned by you, but not your rishus. We had a little bit on this. We have more about it in the Hamid days. It's not a violation by your right. It's not. It has to be in your rishus. And we had a shayla, Beno Paris, others, the Ramban and Rabbeinu David. We already saw, right? But it's sugya sochel maskir that there are two conditions. It has to be owned by you. It has to be in your rishus. Otherwise, it's not by your right. So if you hold that there's no by your right, if it's not mamish in your rishus, so how could there be a violation of a sishchat just because it's bazara? Unless you say it's in your pocket. Okay, that's a, you know, maybe some achronim say like that. That's another kasha of the Shagasari here. Yeah, to Moses, Shayin Musara, Lava Chametz, Echad, Ubimakom, the Isa Lahar, Lassa Lahar, the Imu Birshu, so if it's near Rishus, then in a Muzara Lashkita Rish Lakish. Then you wouldn't have the problem, you wouldn't need to have the Azhar of Shkita, that's not Al. You need Al Basamach, Imo Bazar. And if it's in the Azhar, says the Shakasari, in a Muzara Lashbasa. The Imkain asks the Shakasari, E.F. Shalomar, the Taima, the Shkita, Nishum Azhar as Hashbasahu. You can't tell me that the reason for the Israel of Sishka is because of the Azhar of Ashbasa. Now less of Ashbasa than Makam Shita. And even according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that Afa Pisha ain't Imo Bazara. Rabbi Yochanan says he don't need Al Bisamach. Because even in Imo Bazara, he called Makam Hakoshikin Imo Bazara, then for sure it's called Al Bisamach. Rabbi Yochanan says it doesn't have to be the Samach. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't argue on that very same case that Ishmakesh would limit it to. Shechayev is chayev with imo bazara. That's the Russian alpha piece in imo bazara. It doesn't have to be. The mashma, the koshkin, even Rabbi Yochanan agrees if it would be within bazara chayev. The imkain again as the shagis aryeh. אם כן, באימו בעזר, דחי בו השחיתה, על כוכח לב מטיים לגעס הרס השבסו. So this is basically this, and the other raya that I brought you, this is what the Zagasai is the falco here, that if you can't understand that the whole Isser or Sishcha is predicated on the fact that there's Nasaras Hashbas, it doesn't line up. So I think we have to take a step back and maybe try to say the Tosis didn't mean exactly that the Gilui, this Svara means that the Torah's Losishcha. The Torah's Losishcha meant that because you violated the Isser of Tashbis, after all, it doesn't really line up. But yet, it's still enough to say that from the fact that there exists an Isser Losishcha, I know that the Isser Hashbasa, the Mitzvah Tashbis, is knowing at Chatzos, which is this Mashiach B'Tzapeth. And this already we can get from Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David also learns Al Derech Matos, he says. But it doesn't say that sharply formulated as the Shagas Aryeh. Take a look at the Lashon. Rabba Amar, he has a couple of kashas. But when it comes to this kasha, this is what he says. The oath, Heichi Amin al Hacha. So the Gemara had a kasha, and maybe it's everyone when they shet. The amrina, and we give a teretz. Zman shechita kamarach mana. That is man shechita. Ask the Bnei David, what do you mean? The havada kol chay v'chadu chishachet kamarach mana. But what the Gemara is asking is in fact correct. What's the Gemara pushing back in the teretz? Kima the darshina minei shochet es pesach ala chametz. That is, in fact, what the Torah said. So what's the right answer? It's not Shkita Rachmana. Okay, so on that he says, again, he has a few different kashas. One of them is the kasha of the Gavi the Tumid. We'll leave that on the side. This is what we need. The Vadai Iker HaDrasha Hu Shoket Es Pesach HaLachamit. That's the Iker Drasha of that pasuk. Ella, the Rabbi Yalef Minei Mela. Rabbi learns out, incidentally, from the fact that there exists such an Isser, which it is Kol Chai Tishachit, but Rabbi Yalef Minei Mela Shekfar Yia Chomitz Mushbas. Rabbi says, you see from this halacha that Chomitz had to be already destroyed, gotten rid of. Shelo Chiva Tor B'Shomitz HaPesach Ela Chomitz Ela B'Shvil Shal Chomitz Nesach. What is he meaning to say? He's saying that because chametz at a certain hour is something which is like a taboo, the Torah doesn't want chametz, it's a chesed isura, it's something a person shouldn't own, then we understand why there should exist such a law. It's not that there had to be a technical violation of the tashbisu for there to be a violation of Losishcha. That's not what we're saying. That's what the Shagasai thought. But rather, Rabbeinu David is saying that Mistaver, this is what Tosfos means by Svaru, that the Torah's prohibition of Kochat Tishachet, yeah, it is Kochat Tishachet, but it's obviously the Torah doesn't want the person to have chametz. Again, the standards don't have to be the same. It could be chametz by Azara. But the chametz is already a dogma that the Torah would treat for all of Klal Yisrael as something where it's a shas ha'isur of chametz. It's a time that the chametz is already nesa. People shouldn't have chametz at this hour, and that's why we can understand the Torah would create an isur of shochet pesach ala chametz at a time that chametz is already viewed as a taboo, as a davar asur. So Menela, since this mashmitz pesach begins at sheish shows. So it shows you that already she shows chametz already has attained a certain status of a davar ha'aser, and once that status davar ha'aser exists for chametz, we can understand why the Torah would say that kol chad tishachid from chatzos and on, there's a violation of sishcha. The zel shomer rava. I skipped the line or two in the Rambam. The zel shomer rava. Sishcha is a pesach, but then chametz kayin. שמכלל הדרשה של שוכן עשה פסח על החומץ הוא גם כן. But not that the pasuk becomes a drasha for Ashbasa's chametz. See, that would have said that he would say, "Hadilalama lo yeh kayim a chametz b'shas chibes ha-pesach." But that's not what he's saying. He's saying that this is a giloy, that must be the time that the chametz is nesach.
But then, what's the point of having the lotishchan?
No, so again, it's and we last two lines. Here again, he says it again. Mikan Yomo said Rasasu Solama below Sishat Ena Ikadrasa. It's not an Ikadrasa for the Isser of having Chametz Achazos, and Giloi Milsa the Alma, Al Pasik by Yom Arishon Shuni Al Yom Ba'asha Bakatsa Yom from that we learned from Achala. In other words, given the fact that the Torah would say don't have Chametz by you, by Azara, or whoever, at the Shkins of Pesach, it shows you that this is a time that Chametz is, in the Torah's eyes, already something which is a taboo for Jews to own. And therefore, the Torah would now have its own Issa of Osishchat al Chametz. So it's not that the Pasuk is creating an Issa and a source directly for the Issa, it's a way of knowing, of gleaning, what the Torah had in mind when it said Tashbisu, that it's not mistaber that the time of Osishchat would be correlated with the time that the Torah would expect that Chametz should be destroyed and not owned by Jews. And therefore, it would make sense the Torah would have a Osishchat. So it's clear? Elior, it's clear? This is what Ben David. So what I gained from Ben David and how it differs from the Shabbos Ari, I want you to hear, and it's all Chorab Shai and Tosis. It's not that there is, in fact, a violation of the Azhar of Tashbisu for there to be a Losishcha. It's not that the connection is mamish, so inextricably linked, that the Torah is a Losishcha violation because there was a violation, because the person violated the standards of Tashbisu. It's more Gili Nosa for the Inyan itself, that it's only at the time that Chametz is considered to be in Torah's eyes something that it should not be owned by a Jew at such a time that it makes sense the Torah would give you the Azhara for a Shochet of Pesach Halacham. But now, really, there could be Nafkaminas, and Nafkamina could be Lamashu, all those cases that the Shabbos Ari mentioned, that the person is, you know, let's say, has Das to Mevayr the Chametz, so that wouldn't technically be a Tashbisu according to Tosus later on Chavtes, but that's still a violation of Osishcha. It could be that that it's not his resource, it's Bazara, which wouldn't count as a Ba'yirah. But again, the standards don't have to match up. It's just that it's because it's the hour that Chametz is generally viewed in the Torah's eyes as something which is a Dabra Aser, that is where the Torah would step in with Lusishcha. And the Nafkamina can also cut the other direction. This is what I it's interesting how the Chaschinach and others deal with this question. It's an interesting shayla. What would be the role of Bittul insofar as the Losishcha? So we know that Bittul Chametz works to take away a violation of Ba'yirah. How it works, that's the whole discussion. Tosa says it's Hefker, so it's not Lecha. Rashi has a different approach, it's part of Tashbisu. Would Bittul Chametz be enough to get you around the Issur of Losishcha? The Kashtas, the simple pshat based on a Mishnah later and Ches would be yes, and that's what the Minchas Chinuch quotes. It's kedai to look b'chal at this mitzvah, the Chinuch. I gave you the whole mitzvah. Maybe I'll send you whenever the sheets of it scanned. But in this mitzvah pei tes, the Minchas Chinuch has a small comment in Osei about the question of bittul chametz, and he says as follows: bittul moel l'lav zeh. Bittul works for this rav. The in bittul chametz kodens mani sura eno ober af im ubershus. So you have chametz in your shus, or maybe wherever, and you revatel it. Umishin the pureshesi sham and tes haholech lishchol pischo nivatel belibo. You won't be able to go back home to the nivar the chametz. So and be able to bring carbon pesach. So what are we going to do for you? You do bittul, if you're not going to be able to have time to go back and forth. So what does it sound like? You do bittul, it helps you, not just for your tashbisu, it helps you for the be Los Ishcha. But it's a pella because the Rosh Yosef doesn't agree with that. The Prima Gadim says here, he wants to argue that it would not work. Yeshlomar, we have to know. I mean, you'll see it in the Rosh Yosef. B'chore, he assumes that Bita would not work for this Rosh Yishchak. B'chore, the Raya, the Michas Chinuch. Sounds like Bita works for us, unless you assume that the case of the Mishnah would be that the Chametz was only, was not Ba'azara. We go according to the Sheet, it has to be Ba'azara. So the issue is only the Isser Ba'yira at home and not the Isser Rosh Yishchak. L'maisa, if it does work, if it does work, we have to understand why does it work. So why does it work for Bar Yiraya? If it's Hefker, then I understand how it could work over here. Maybe it's, if it's Hefker, it's not your Chametz. It's not your Chametz. So it's not Los Yisrael Chametz. It's not your Chametz. But if we assume that, let's assume you evacuate it from being an Ochel, like the Maram Chalava and others say, it's not called Ochel. Okay, so it's not Ochel. It's not Chametz. It's not Ochel. It's not Chametz. What if you go out there of Rashi? It's a special, unique idea that if the violin has das to negate it as worth anything, he treats it as valueless, as nothing. So it's a special halacha of tashbisu. So I understand that's the key of tashbisu, the Torah says tashbisu. But how would that work? The pashtut, the Mishnah Mem Tes would be saying, like the Michas Chinuch Zedayik, that if you mevatel, you take care of the Los Yishchak as well. According to Rashi, if the whole idea of Bittul is a new, unique halacha, that the Bailim is Nevatul, so that's Tashbisu, that's all the Torah requires of you. So Bishloma Tashbisu Ba'yira, that's what the Torah required, you did it. How would that eliminate the Los Yishchak? The Maisa Chametz is still there with you. Nevatul, why would it help Los Yishchak? You assume that it would help, yeah, Arya? Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, we said that it's gonna, like we said earlier, we had a question from a different angle, but if you bring up how low it's on the front, it's
okay, good. So you're saying good. You're saying maybe, right, the way we said at the end, that just like we said with Marshall by masculine soldier, yeah, you could push it a little bit, you're pushing down a little bit. I could be. That there is still kind of a relationship and a status in the Chametz, that the Chametz had a hashbras. It's not a, you know, it's far. You have to accept it and swallow it and say, that will even make a difference for Los Yishchak. Somehow the Chametz is somehow affected. It's not just the gam. You know, Chanani, but you have to remember that you have to apply it here as well, assuming that it does work for Los Yishchak. Yes, Yaakov.
Are we assuming that Rashi holds that there is like a bona fide law of Los Yishchak? It seems like
No. There's no doubt that there was Los Yishchak. The question is how to read this Gemara. We're now going to see how Rashi read this Gemara. The Chora Rashi is not on Derech HaTosfos, but means that according to what's going to come out according to Rashi, we'll begin to see inside, is that there's another Indian that we learn out, like a drasha, that emerges from the Los Yishchak. You can't get away from the fact that the Mishnah says on Samach Gimel that we saw that this was a violation of a lot. There's no two ways about that. The Shaila is there for West Pshat and Rav. So the way that we've so far presented, we told this, and based on the Shadassari, we're going to dub each one their own way, is that fundamentally, Rav is not creating a new Isser from the Los Yishchak. Rav is just using the Los Yishchak as a way to intuit what the Tashbisu Yom HaRishon meant. And again, it's just a way of filling in a detail that allows us to understand why there's a Los Yishchak. Because of the fact that it's coming in the context of there being a tashbisu, whether a literal tashbisu like the Shagas Aryeh, or the idea that there's a Zman Shchita, that the Torah already sees that's a time that people should not have chametz, and that's why the Torah would have also an Yisra B'Fishcha. But if there was not yet any requirement of tashbisu, it's hard to measure. The Torah create B'Fishcha without a framework behind it. Rashi apparently is a different approach. Let's take a look. And Rashi, the Ema Kochad Bechad Yevayer Samach Mishritaso Naat. The Gemara gave a head of Rasha Los Yishchak Zapesach Vadayim Chametz Kayim. Said the Gemara, the Ema Kochad Bechad Yevayer Samach Mishritaso Naat. Everybody will do their biur just before they do the shechita. Vimshah ad teisha yivarer l'mateish. So why does it have to be that you mevarer the chamtza chatzos? Let them be waiting till whenever they do it, and then the biur then. Answer to Gemara. Zman shechita kama rachmana. Uchilka Torah Yisrael was then zmano. The Torah didn't want to create a separate time to every person. The Torah wants to create uniform standards. Hold the Kabbalah Zman, the Isuro, Shavu, Bechol, Lekulam, Zman Echad Kon. So what's the clear impression of Rashi in contrast to what we say until now? The Pshat until now is Zman Shechitah Rachmana that we saw in Tosis and then further in the Bilgavit. The Gemara is saying Zman Shechitah because that allows us to understand that that would have been the time of the Tashbisu at the time of Shechitah. The Gemara is saying, in effect, that what? That it's not about finding an Isser of Shechitas Chametz per se in the Lavah Lashishna. It's Zman Shechitah that we know that that would be the time that there should be a Tashbisu. That's how we understood until now. Rashi's saying a different word. Rashi's saying the kasha was maybe it should be told in every person. And Rashi answers, no, lo chilka Torah, lezezmano, kama lozman, everyone at the same time. So I think Rashi sees the Gemara through different lenses. Rashi understands that the Gemara is looking at the pasuk of Sishchat and bringing another inyan into that pasuk. Losishka al chametz dam zivchi. In other words, in the Gemara, losishka al pesach ba'adayin chametz kai. What does that mean? That means that there's an iser to have chametz. B'shas shchitas al pesach. Ask the Gemara. Maybe it's telling every person for himself. But it's a zman shchita. The Torah obviously has one zman in mind to everybody. So how does that work? I heard the pasuk seems to be a matter of that a person is shechting the Karban Pesach. What does that do with us? What does it do with Bizman Hazeh? So Rashi must have learned the Gemara that there's another drasha in the pasuk to learn out something new. Where do we see such an idea in Mishonim that Rashi might be learning out there of that? So there are a few indications like that. I think that we can look a little bit, I could elaborate a little bit more tomorrow, but just give you a mashal. The Ramach on the Rabbah. Is it in the Frankel Rabbah they had it? Perry Bay's Chometz Hamatzah.
And he said the Ramach?
Ramach is on the side, yes. Hagos Ramach. Ramach. I believe he's a Rishon. And goes to Ramach. And look in the front and see exactly, but I believe it was. I believe so. And goes to Ramach Moshe, Mishra ben Yehuniel, yes, he's a Rishon. The Kesef Mishra quotes him often also. The Kesef Mishra was an early Acheron, but he's a Rishon. Ben Amanach is also a Rishon. So you don't have it all the time, but here you have on the side of the Ben Kuram, goes to Ramach. So this was a say. Lahashkis al chametz kodim zman iser achilasa left the Rambam. Says the Ramach, Hagar lo ibanti dvara shehu kasha lemala in Perek Aleph halacha ches yishal shishis lemala loka min haTorah nitzot bizman hashbasa di iser achila bishor achasi ubekana amar bizman hashbasa kodim zman iser achilasa. Okay, let's leave that. That's kasha number one. But here's what I want, the kasha number two. The Od Yesh Itzma, here's the second kasha. Od Yesh Itzma Allah, Sha'omar, Ki Ein Bashbasa Sa'or, Ki Masay. So the Rambam says that Ashbasa Sa'or means that you're Dalit. When you destroy your chametz, there's an Isser Asay, there's an Asay, right? Or a Mitzvah Asay. Isser Asay, Vidibi Rava Mashma, the Isser Lav Yeshbo, in Yisha Osa Bizman Shkita Sa'pesach Be'elach. What did he say? He says that based on Rava, I have an Isser Lav for someone who's Masha Chametz at Pesach Chatzos on your Dalit. What does that mean? Where's an Issa Rav for a person who's Mashal Chametz after a Chatzos? Where is he getting this from? Midive Rav. Mamish Mefurish here, what he, how do you take the Gemara? Until now, the way we learned from Tosis is this is a Giloy, what the Tashbisa means. But at most, what do? You have an Issa Esed. And maybe you could try to find a way to bring a Bal Yirayim. We saw Lashon Rashi on a Med Aleph that says Bal Yirayim. Rashi is literally Bal Yirayim. We have to know, but it doesn't have to be. But he says it's actually a lav. What lav? The lav of Losishcha. Unbelievable. When does this, has Losishcha become a lav of being Masha Chametz? It comes out that there's obviously some Mahalach here that understands Rava as bringing into the mix an Isser, and obviously now the Tashbisa becomes, you know, part and part of that larger Isser. Isser Lav of Losishcha. And it's the Esser Tashbisu, if you will, but it's all going to be the same Zman. But, you know, we see Rosishcha and Issa be Masha Chametz. Aye, there's no Kavan Pesach today. Zman Shchita. Zman Shchita. Zman Shchita Tzad Pesach is the Zman that a person is not allowed to hold Chametz. So there's an Issa Rosishcha for someone to hold on to Chametz. That's what the Ramach is saying. After the Kach, he asks on the Rambam. Yeah, we're going to have a shorter share today, but I just want to leave you a few makoros again on the same day. The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs Kuf Tzadi Tes, the mitzvah in the Ramban Rav Kuf Tzadi Tes is Ne'achol Chametz Achah Chatzos Ba'arba Asir B'Nisan L'Sofa Olav Chametz. That's the actual Ramban's lab that he's discussing, but the Ramban in Hasagos at the very end of his major discussion on the Rambam, he's in Ramban Hakral. So he's discussing first the Isra Achilas Chametz, but then he goes on to Isra of the Mekayim Chametz. Hakral Shalacha Mizeh B'Chametz Kodem Zmano She'en Over Allah B'Lo Krum, meaning to say we don't hold up Rabbi Yehuda. Chametz kodem zmano, there's no iser lav of achila. She'en halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, she'nos lav b'achilasa. Fine. So there's no, he holds halacha l'maisa, there's no iser lav of achilas chametz on Yudale. Continues the Ramban, not only is there no lav on Yudale in Eretz Pesach after Chatzos of achilas chametz, because he holds Rabbi Yehuda, but also below k'divrei Ni shenosen lav b'kiyum al bilvad. Nor is, we don't follow the one who holds, those who hold, that there's a lav on kiyumo, on having chametz. The doresh lo sishchat al chametz dam zichri. So apparently the Ramban is referencing such a shita out there, that lo sishchat al chametz dam zichri is a lav b'kiyumo, on the mekayim chametz, holding on to chametz. The Ramban disagrees. Shezeh eno elo l'shochet es ha-pesach ala chametz. So the fact that there could be such a shita that the Ramban is alluding to, you have to know who is he thinking about. He says kedivrei, right? Misha omer kedivrei misha nosen. Who did he have in mind? You have to know. Think of that. But the Ramban is rejecting it. But there was such an idea that the Losishcha becomes a lav, and again, and now if you look at the Gemara, it has a different meaning to it. The Gemara says Losishcha is a Pesach, like El Chametz Kayim. There's a drasha that we insert into the pasuk, and the drasha has to do with simply having Chametz as Zman Shchita. That's what the Gemara concludes. Zman Shchita on Rachmanim, and that's what the Ramach was assuming. That's what the Ramban is saying is not correct. And again, Rashi seems to be leaning in that direction. L'chora different than Tosfos. So to see a little more about this, and you have to know, where would this be coming from possibly? If you take a look at the Tzlach, it could have to do with what we began, that L'maisa, there are two psukim. There's a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, which is Lo Sizbach Al Chametz Dam Zivchi, right? That's Chshmos Chav Gimel Yud Ches. And then the pasuk in Kisisa, that Gemara is mentioning here, Abu Sishrat al Chametz Dam Zivchi, that's Lamed Aleph Chavhei. And we wondered, why does the Gemara quote Lo Sishrat al Chametz in Kisisa and not Lo Sizbach in Parshas Mishpatim? It could be this is relevant. It could be there's not convenience. If we understand that what the Gemara is doing is actually bringing in a new issa of being Masha Chametz from this Man HaShechita of Pesach, if that's what the Gemara is doing, then it could be that the Gemara needed to quote the second time that it appears, because the first time you couldn't make such a drasha, because the first time the pasuk is exhausted to mean the pasuk shat, which is an iser to be shochet the Pesach al chametz, and you have no right to put anything else into the pasuk. But since the pasuk repeats itself, so now it could be Rabbi felt at liberty to learn a new halacha from this pasuk, which is not just limited to the context of a person with shochet, but you can't have the chametz at this man of shechita. And it's because the pasuk is repeated twice, that's why. That may be what the Tzach is beginning to indicate. So you have to think about that. Think a little bit about what Tosus brings in, like to discuss the Talmud issue. And then another Indian to think about, if you remember Seir's shechita, and he's machshir shechitas of Pesach from the morning. What are the implications of even the Seir in terms of this Gemara? I just want to give you just partial background, just because we don't always have a chance to talk Pshuto Shemikra. But the fact that the pasuk repeats itself is some people don't realize partially what's going on. The pasuk Mishpatim that has a whole list of mitzvahs, right? This is after, just before the end of the pasuk, when you have more details about Matan Torah. So you have many, many mitzvahs in Mishpatim. And then toward the end of the list of mitzvahs, you have a number of mitzvahs that you find repeated again in Kisisa. So one of those sukkim is the pasuk that we just discussed. It was Tishka Lachamitz, it was Tishba Lachamitz. Then you look at the next pasuk right afterwards. It's mamish the same exact words, twice. In Pashas Mishpatim, and again in Kisisa. Reishas Bikuri Ad Mascha, Tavi Beis Hashem Alokecha, Usmasha Gvi Bachalei Vimo, and mamish the same words, word for word, copy and paste in Kisisa. So what's going on? And if you look earlier, a lot of overlap, the Sholosh Vigalim, there are a few shinuyim as well, and again, not for us right now, but I just want to give you a little bit of a perspective, and it's based on the Ramban and Chumash, so I'm not going to be ma'arich too much, you can be ma'ayin yourself, but it's the following idea. The Ramban is in a few places. The Iker is in Bahar, the beginning of Bahar. It's also in Kisisa. So also, this is the Pasuk Shat. In other words, you can still darshan as you wish. The Gemara dashes, why is it Reshit Bikur Ad Maschel or Sebastian Gimim Bachalei Bimo? Three times in verses. One is the Ith for Yisra Achila, one is Hano, one is Bisho. So obviously there's one to the darshaning. But Pshuto Shil Mikra is as follows. The Ramban explains that Pashas Mishpatim is really a list of mitzvahs that form a Sefer Habris that became part of the Maimar HaSinai of Matan Torah. Because for the Ramban, everything is in chronological order, so that when you read at the end of the Mishpatim, the Moshe Rabbeinu built a Mizbeach, and he had a Krisos Bris with Klal Yisrael, and it says there that he wrote down the Mishpatim, and he read from it in the Sefer Bris. He was reading what he had written, all these mitzvahs that you have in Parshas Mishpatim, from the beginning of Mishpatim, even from the end of Yisrael, all the way until when the story continues, the Amosha Amar. That was a Sefer Abris that Moshe read from the Kaisas and Nasa Vinishma when they heard it. This is the Ramban's Shita. When there was a Chet HaEgel, Klal Yisrael Ki'ilu were reneging on the Bris. And Hashem, when he gave Ruach HaShniyos, he wanted to now affirm that Bris again, and that's when he added Olos and Klalos, that's when he added Patzis Bahar B'chukosai, more details of Shmita, and the Kolos, the Brachos of Kolos as well. But he also included a Sefer HaBris as well that they had to have as part of the Bris of post-Egel. And he didn't have to repeat all of Parshas Mishpatim, he took a selection of mitzvahs that appear in the original Sefer HaBris of Parshas Mishpatim, and he had them again included in the Sefer HaBris. As it says, Ksavuchas at Bar Ma'ele, it says at the end of Kisisa, write down these things, Ki api at Bar Ma'ele karati itcha bris. And therefore, we find many of the mitzvahs repeated that appear already in Mishpatim, and again in Kisisa, because Kisisa is post-Egel, and they had to undergo a Sefer, a new bris, or not a new bris, but a chizuk of the old bris, but they needed to have again, a new Sefer HaBris, which included a sample of the earlier mitzvahs from the first Sefer HaBris. This is really the Ramban's approach of the Derech HaPshat, and why you have a lot of overlap between these mitzvahs. We have over the days of Chol Hamoed Pesach, so we have one big Kriyas HaTorah from Mishpatim, which mentions Pesach and Shalosh Regalim, another day from the section of Kisisa. And again, you'll hear the same psukim, a lot of the same psukim repeating themselves. That's the Pshutus of Mikra, but obviously there's always Vajadashim. So for Chara, we have to understand why the Torah says twice, the Isser V'Sishchar V'Sizbach HaFamid Gan Zivchi, possibly the way we're saying now from the Ramach and the Shita that Rabban in Asagas quotes, maybe because it's a second pasuk, there's a basis to learn out a new halacha as well. Not just per se the Shchita, but just the Masha Chametz, which is a Chidush now, that there's an Isser Lav on only Chametz after Chatzot. Until now we talked about Tashvisu, and we saw a Lashon Rashi of Bar Yirah, which we didn't know whether Rashi meant literally Bar Yirah. Now we see a Lo Sizbach possibly as well. And then we have the first Mahalach that we saw with Tosfos, that it's really only a Giloy to understand what the Torah had in mind when it says the Omnish is a Shvisu. Okay, so we have more to do on this, and then obviously some other Nikudas as well. Okay, so that's everybody. A wonderful day.